This is the Opening Market Podcast for Monday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Greg McBride of Allendale for our opening market discussion. Greg, what are we seeing taking place here on Monday morning in the grains?
A little bit of mixed trade here. You do have the corn down just a touch in the overnight. Beans down about 4 cents. Wheat holding firm, actually up, following through on some of Friday's good feelings. Up 9 cents in Chicago, 9 cents in KC, and about five in Minneapolis. So there is a little bit of back and forth tugging on the corn market as the beans are down and the wheat is up. But overall, not a heck of a lot of new news to work off of here. We do see that Brazil is about 89% harvested at this point with their soybeans. So we'll continue to watch that situation. There are some concerns about the development, or at least maybe some potential delays for Argentina. But as we start to talk about delays, we start to talk about our own weather. And some of the rain that's coming in the 6 to 10 day forecast for the United States does look like it could hold us back from seeing further planting progress, not necessarily this week, but more so in the next week, and holding us back just a little bit. So, you know, if you want to look for something that's friendly to these markets, this is going to be the story. It's not much of a story right now, but it is something that the bulls will want to hang on to, is potential planting delays. It's not something that we'll necessarily think that we have to take off and run higher on, but it is something that could keep some of the selling at bay for right now.
Here in the United States, what are you expecting for the planting progress numbers here today? Do you expect them to be kind of in line with what we've seen so far, and also kind of tracking with recent past years?
Yeah, I think we'll be a little bit ahead of the five-year pace again this week, maybe closer to 10 to 12% at this point. There was a lot of areas that were able to go last week. There were some areas that did get a little bit of rain here and there, but for the most part, I think we'll see some decent jumps. Usually, that first week in May, the second week in May is big time jumps. That's when everybody gets out because of the warmer weather. But we're just now getting underway, and should be under 15% pretty easily. But it will still be ahead of the 5-year pace, I think.
And unfortunately, Greg, when we look at the drought monitor map, Iowa is still one of the drier spots in the Corn Belt. Are there any other areas of concern as far as overall moisture deficits right now?
Continue to watch the Dakotas, especially North Dakota. There's going to be some concerns up there. But when you look at the longer term forecast, we do still look like it's going to be an east versus west battle this year. It looks like we're going to be a little bit on the drier side, not necessarily drought conditions, but a little bit on the drier side on the western belt, basically Iowa to the west. Illinois kind of falls in the middle. It's got equal chances of good and bad. And then once you get to Indiana and you go east, it goes and gets quite a bit wetter. Overall, the entire country is going to be seeing above normal, slightly above to above normal temperatures. So that'll be something to watch as some of these areas do start to dry down as we go into June, July, and August. But overall, I think the big thing here is that there is a good amount of rain coming for Iowa in 6 to 10 day forecast, or just essentially the next 2 weeks. That should help things out, especially those guys that just got stuff planted. So we get a little bit of rain right on top of those plants.
On the other side of the ag marketplace, what's happening with the cattle and hogs?
So we had a cattle on feed report on Friday, and it was we're going to take it as friendly versus the estimates for placements, but it does show some upfront issues with our marketings being as low as they were, 86.3%, so significantly lower than last year, and even lower than expectations. The same thing was said on placements. So the long term perspective on production is still viable. That's still a friendly conversation that we had last year and that we continue to have this year. Those placement numbers do look friendly for this market, but with that short-term marketing issue, that could hold us back from getting back to our winning ways in this market for at least the short term.
We've talked about the nice weather that we've had here to start the year for the most part. Does that make an even bigger difference when it comes to the grilling demand and those numbers that we see, or is it just kind of a nice upside to that potential for people getting out to the supermarket to buy those items?
Yeah, that definitely it's a psychology thing at this point, the grilling demand idea, especially when it comes to pork and whatnot, being that the pork hasn't seen the strength that the cattle market did over the last couple of years here. Now the pork market, the hogs themselves, funds are very long in that market. They're at 80, 85%, 89% of their record long position. So they are getting to that upper end. They had a nice rebound on Friday. So that market overall is still in an uptrend, and it held its support level. The thing to watch now is do the funds take it to a new record long after they've seen a little bit of a retracement in this market? Otherwise, we could be looking at just maybe a retest of those highs before it falls back off.
Greg McBride of Allendale, our guest here today. Greg, what's the best way for our listeners to get in touch for more marketing information?
Give us a call at 800-2-MARKET. That's 800-262-7538.
Greg, thanks so much for the time here today. Appreciate it. Have a great week.
Thank you, Mark.
That was Greg McBride with Allendale. It is time now for a check of the numbers. May corn up 2.5 at 436 even. May soybeans down 5.5 at 1145 even. May soybean meal down $3.80 at $339.90. May soybean oil up 21 cents at $44.59. Chicago wheat up 12 and 3 quarters at 563 even. Minneapolis wheat up 5 even at 652 even. Kansas City hard red wheat up 13 even at 594.5. And May oats up 4 and 3 quarters at 363.5. On the Merck, June live cattle up $1.70 at $177.37. May feeder cattle up $2.65 at $244.65. May lean hogs down 12 cents at $96.10. May pork cutout up 67 cents at $102.07. And Class 3 milk up 18 cents at $17.98. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.